This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Friday morning time. But actually, come to think of it, yesterday at this time it was Thursday morning time, and the day before that it was Wednesday morning time, and then Tuesday morning time, and then Monday morning time, and then...
Amazing how that works.
It is amazing how it works. Hi, the voices of my friends. I'm Doug. This is Dudley World. I'm still trying that on. Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen. The continuing conversation about what's going on in the world. That's our job here. And the good news as we start this hour of Good Day, here's a story about a fellow jumps into a river in New Jersey to save a woman who had been unconscious, trapped inside her sinking car. 50-year-old woman trapped inside the car in the river. What river? Do you know what river? Not that it...
I believe it was the Passaic River. Yeah, North Jersey, the Passaic River, yep.
Right, okay. So she's alive today, alive, thanks to the quick thinking of this fellow who rescued her, pulled her to safety. His name is Jason Moss, 30 years old. He was leaving a gym in Lyndhurst when the accident happened. He heard a man screaming in the parking lot about a car in the river and yell for somebody to call 911, call 911. Moss jumped into the water. He could see the woman floating unconscious inside the car. The car at this point was filled with water. Tried to pull the door open. This sounds like a scene from a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally.
The door on the car didn't open. It was probably the scariest moment of my life, he said. If I didn't pull her out, she was going to be dead. So he eventually was able to pry the door open, grab the woman, pulled her to safety just as the EMTs, emergency responders, arrived on the scene. He was taken to a hospital, and she's okay. Non-life-threatening injuries. Police said without Moss, though, she would have been a goner. So isn't it great to have stories like that? The kind of thing that you want to hear about instead of all of the things. Or do you? Maybe, why wouldn't this make the front page of the New York Times or the front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer instead of all of this attention being given to what happened in Orlando? That's my headline today. That's my top story today. Unless we find something else that's better. I can't imagine anything better than one person who selflessly thinks, I'm going to save this woman. It's an instinct. People are born with instincts. And this person's instinct was to be selfless. I would bet this person, Jason Moss, is somebody who's just generally very helpful, very pleasant, and maybe happy-go-lucky. I don't know about that, the happy-go-lucky part of it, but I do know that in the circumstances that we're describing here, this is something that is extraordinarily positive, and the kind of thing that we should pay more attention to instead of the other drivel talking about the stars of Housewives of New York or that garbage.
Yeah. I mean, you were going to go there.
Yeah, right. All right. So that's one good news story. Here's another one. I'm trying to phrase this. All right. I'll toast to the President of the United States. Remember, we used to do that when we were kids. I'll drink to that. Now you can drink to something, and then after you're done drinking, you can eat the cup. There's a new edible cup on the market, tableware, from Lollyware. That's an interesting name. It's a tableware company selling disposable cups now that are both biodegradable and edible. Let's see if we can come up with the word for that. It's biodegradable.
Yeah.
It's incredibly biodegradable. It's incredibly biodegradable. How's that?
I like
the idea
it.
Is that by creating this this cup, you can eat it. It'll either you eat it or it'll degrade if you... You know, the whole thing... Didn't we have a discussion either earlier this week or one day last week about how problematic it is to have styrofoam cups and styrofoam plates and styrofoam this and styrofoam that?
Yeah.
So here's something that addresses that issue, because we all were saying the same thing. So if you don't have styrofoam, what do you use? If you're going to look for something that's cheap and light and... So here's something... That somebody, see, if you give people the opportunity, they'll come up, you have a problem, Americans can solve the problem. So this thing is not wasteful at all, but we have plenty of other. The plastic, not only styrofoam, but plastic cups are, I'm having a lawn party for some friends for Father's Day because my two children are here with me this weekend and my grandson. So we're going to have a little, we're going to have an outdoor, not a barbecue, but a sort of clam bake. And there will be a lot of plastic utensils, the cups and the plates and the things like that. And at the end, we'll have a big bag of trash that we'll throw into the trash and it'll get collected. If we had these things around, this company's just coming out with this now, so they're not on the market yet. Is that right, Victoria? Or can you actually go buy these?
I don't know, actually. They might actually be on the market, but I know that this is a new invention. They do make biodegradable... plastic silverware now, which is really great, and it's really sturdy too.
So is it really? So is it really plastic? If it's plastic, it isn't biodegradable.
It's some sort of composite, but it feels like plastic and it's thick.
Right.
A lot of restaurants use the utensils for takeout. So if you order delivery, they'll give you those utensils, and they actually apparently over so many years biodegrade. But those are available on the market somewhere.
Yeah, do you remember when we were talking about this last week? We acknowledged that some of the stores, like Whole Foods, when you pick up food to take out, they have these new, not plastic containers, but the containers made out of old newspaper and cardboard boxes, and those are biodegradable. Those are good.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could make a spoon or a knife or something out of that material. You can certainly make a spoon out of it, but a knife would have to be harder, and I'm not sure this stuff is that hard.
But these are available now. Just to give you
the opportunity, what are you talking about? The
lollyware
from
the lollyware within 60
where do you buy
days.
It?
You can buy them online at lollyware.com, and within 60 days, they're completely gone back to the soil. So either you let them biodegrade on their own, or you run them under hot water and they disappear into your sink. And they have all different flavors. And different colors. They're $15.99 for a 4-pack.
Really?
Yep.
Ah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're non-GMO, non-gelatin, all kinds of. Yeah. This is quite an invention.
We should reach out to them. I'd like to help them sell more.
Yeah.
I think that would be. Reach out and touch them. Speaking of selling more, if you need a pillowcase for your MyPillow, there's a Kickstarter project called Sylvan, which is about to be crowdfunded with nearly $500,000. What they're trying to do is create self-cleaning sheets and pillowcases made from pure silver. Wow. The product, again, called Sylvan, S-I-L-V-O-N. Apparently, studies have shown that the bacteria found on the average pillowcase between washes is no different than that which you have on your toilet. How sweet. Sleeping on your toilet seat. Oh. To solve the problem, this Sylvan pillowcase, made from silver-coated fabric, which the people who put this idea together say will be 99.99% effective at controlling the bacteria, those mites. Have you ever seen pictures of those?
Oh, I know.
Those creepy. They have claws on them. You can't see them, but they have claws. They crawl around in your nose, in your ears, all over your sheets, all over. And I'm not exaggerating. You can look up the mites, M-I-T-E-S, that crawl on your pillowcase and look at these things microscopically. I don't even know where they come from, but I know they're really creepy looking, really horrible. So this thing, this sounds looks like another opportunity for us to help these people sell this thing. According to the company, silver is used by NASA for its antibacterial properties, and that's where the idea came from. God love them at NASA. Another great idea, like Tang. Some people wonder whether Tang really was a great idea, but at any rate, there are a lot of great things that have come out of the space program, and this is another one of them. The company says the silver is going to be woven into some soft cotton, which is made here in our country. So there's a Kickstarter. Kickstarter is a crowdfunding. I like the Indiegogo, Kickstarter. Both of them do pretty good work. So go to Kickstarter, and you can... Well, I might do this myself.
Here's my question. Oh, sorry. After the story we did the other day about the color silver not being good for sleep, I'm wondering what color the pillowcase is going to be. Is it going to be silver, or is it going to be like yellow?
If the stuff is woven in, the silver thread is woven into the pillow. It probably won't be that noticeable. I'm going to guess.
There'll probably be various colors.
Right. Okay. So let's marry this idea to a My Pillow. Here's the perfect way to get a perfect night's sleep. You got a great pillow, and now you got a new pillowcase. You have the pillow, My Pillow, which you can get from the company by calling 800-874-8985. You heard us talk about the value of this greatest American pillow made, patented fill, that when you throw it in the dryer and cook it when you first get it, it becomes very pliable, so you can use it to support your head, your neck, your back, whatever it is that you need to get a super night's sleep. 800-874-8985. And then these people go public with their product, and maybe we start talking about it. We'll marry the two, these pillowcases and the pillow together. Wow, what a combo. 800, am I the only one who's thinking about this?
No, completely, no.
I bet I'm the only one who's thought about this. 800, well, it's action.
I'm emailing.
800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen to get a free pillow. You buy a MyPillow and you get a free one. So two. You need two of those Sylvan pillowcases to go on two of your MyPillows, and you'll be happy for the rest of your life. 888. Whoops, wait a minute. Let's use the right number, Dargo. 800-874-8985. Promo code DS for a free pillow from MyPillow. Or you can order them online at MyPillow.com. Make the call. Make the move. Make yourself get a MyPillow, because you will then have provided yourself with the opportunity for a great night's rest, night after night after night. 800-874-8985. Promo code DS.
This weekend at Kohl's, there's still time to save on great gifts for Dad. Like a new dress shirt or tie, only $19.99. Give him a watch gift set for only $27.99. And save 50 to 60% on a performance golf shirt. And no matter how you pay, take an extra 20% off these already great sale prices. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid June 16th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee credit and valid port and applies to Verizon Plan 1.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Willie Nelson concert. Everybody clap and sing. I can't wait to get on the road again.
On the
road again. Everybody sing along. I haven't heard you sing, Victoria.
Can't I think you probably won't.
Oh, come on. There's something about him and his music.
On the road again.
Wasn't this used on a presidential campaign? And
yeah, I think he said
ago,
stop yeah. using my song, didn't
yeah.
he?
Well, yeah, right. Whoever it was, I think you're right about that. Yeah. So Willie Nelson's son is in the news today. His name is Micah. He has started a petition this week to help farmers. But, you know, his father was the originator of Farm Aid. And now the son wants to help a certain type of farmer. This is the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, because Micah wants to help hemp farmers. Willie is known for his enjoyment of a little nip here and there. Not a nip of alcohol, but apparently he's always got marijuana close by. He's quite a pot smoker. Anyway,
he has his own brand, too. I think it's sold in Colorado and
yes,
California.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it called, you know?
I don't know. But I'm pretty sure he has his own, yeah.
Willy Wonka and the Fabulous Hemp.
Yeah.
Something stupid like that. Anyway, Mike has been playing with his father on tour, and he said in 1985 his father helped organize Farm Aid. One of the most important issues for us is to allow farmers to grow industrial hemp these days, something that's still not completely legal in most of the states in our country. I can buy hemp products at any number of places. It's considered organic and quite good for you. There are a lot of things. You can put it in your drink. There are all kinds of hemp powders and things, but I'm not sure I know where it's grown. As a matter of fact, I have some of it in the house in California. I have to look on the label and see where the stuff came from.
I have so many hemp products. I have hemp soap, all natural organic hemp shower gel that's so great for your skin. I use hemp milk in my when I used to drink coffee. I use hemp milk, which is delicious in coffee. I use so many hemp products, and I had no idea that it wasn't allowed to be grown in the U.S. So it must all be from other countries. I've got to look now.
There we go. Yeah, right. Well, that's what Micah Nelson said. This is his quote. It's nuts that I can walk into my local health food store and purchase a variety of healthy hemp foods, but it's not legal for most American farmers to grow and sell this amazing crop. Please join me in the National Hemp Association to help pass the Industrial Hemp Farming Act, which will enable American farmers to freely import seeds from outside the U.S. to grow millions of acres of American hemp without a need for pesticides or herbicides. And it uses one-third the water needed to grow corn. I'd grow this on my farm in a second. I've never actually even thought about it.
Yeah.
But this, yeah, this sounds like it would make some sense here. Help America rebuild this multifaceted industry. American farmers, I do a weekly radio program that many of you may hear on some of the same stations that carry this program called The American Family Farmer. And we deal with some of the issues that farm families are having, the business of farm family and supporting farm families and the local boar food movement. And this is something that is paramount. So I'm going to bring this up. We'll have a discussion. Matter of fact, I may invite him to come on the program and discuss this. This would be very helpful.
Yeah.
And I'm sure his father will helpfully support him as well. But it is. The rural farmers, middle-income farmers are having a tough, tough time. So why not? Isn't that, if you're selling this stuff, why not grow it here? I have a hard time arguing against that proposition. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Put your effort in the right place. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There was once a horse groomer who would spend hours clipping and grooming his horse. But to save money, he would frequently steal a portion of his horse's oats and sell them. Eventually, the horse started to look terrible because he was just too underfed. Finally, the horse said to the groomer, "If you really want me to look good, you have to comb me less and feed me more." In life, we might sometimes be like this horse groomer, taking more effort in our outside appearances than what's going on within. But peace isn't found in outside appearances. It's only found within. It's important to spend more time on the things that matter more than on the things that matter less. For help putting your effort in the right direction, visit drchristianconti.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
One thing I know is I have some friends in the world, and they listen to this radio program every single day, and I'm so thankful for that. Thank you very much. Listen and learn. That's what that ought to be a slogan. The Listen and Learn program. How's that? Dudley World, where you listen and learn. I'm Dudley, and she's Victoria, and she's Kara, and we're on the air for the Friday overview of what's happened this past week in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talkers Magazine survey of the stories from the week. They use the usual entree into it to discuss what's going on in the world of sports, the finals, the NBA finals. My son and my daughter are here visiting this week, Father's Day, etc. And my grandson, well, he's not part of the viewing, but my son stayed up. My son's a great basketball fan. He was watching the game last night as I had a little bite to eat, and I went to bed before it was over. I know there's a lot of focus on Cleveland and LeBron James and that ilk. But thankfully, the hockey playoffs are over. Let's hear a round of applause for that. Hello. I'm the only one cheering
for
that.
Great playoffs this year. What a great Stanley Cup.
All right, so also included in the list of items that have been discussed in a lot of the News Talk radio programs. And this is the conversations that take place here are a result of an interesting conglomeration of people and their ideas. And it isn't the traditional sort of News Talk conversation, although 30 of 40 things are liable to be stuff that you'd hear discussed everywhere. It's just our point of view may be a little bit different. The Stanford rape case is still a part of the conversation. The transcripts that were released showing the judge was influenced by thinking that this poor, poor, poor boy, this poor little boy, he was drunk, and so he wasn't responsible for not knowing that this woman had passed out. That's basically what it says. That's what I mean. This guy, I'm wondering about the jurisprudence system in California. If you got guys like this, or are there judges like this everywhere? Are the judges this incompetent in every state? Are they all? They're not elected, by the way. They're appointed judges in California. Some places they're elected, some places they're appointed. But who? How do you have a judge on the? I suppose once you get on, and you have support of somebody politically, then you're protected to a point. But this clown should be nowhere near a bench, unless he's sitting on a bench in a park someplace feeding the pigeons. That's about it. Okay, next item of interest that I am seeing here. We have not discussed the finality of the jet deal that Boeing made with Iran. Those of you who have listened to me with regularity over the past year, when the deal was struck to do this, you know, the nuclear what's this, and we're going to open things up and start trading again with Iran, I said that there were two or three reasons for doing it. I mean, really, the behind-the-scenes reasons for doing it. One of them was to sell Iran a bunch of jets and ships that would be made in America. Remember I said that? And the Iranians have ordered 100 fighter jets or some other thing from Lockheed Martin, whoever they order them from. And yesterday, Boeing announced formality of a sale of 400 jets, mostly 737s, but there'll be some bigger jets as well, to replenish the Iranian air. They have a national airline, pretty much like most of the Middle Eastern countries have their own airline. Iran has its own airline, and their planes are in such decrepit condition, well, with reason, nobody wants to fly on them. But they want to expand out anyway. They want to do, they saw what Emirates has done and some of the other Middle Eastern countries, and they want to do the same thing. They want to create an airline that brings people into Iran, but also brings people from Iran to the rest of the world. So Boeing, and that was, I said, that was one of the major reasons. I said at the time that that was one of the major reasons for doing this, because I don't know whether you realize this or not, Boeing, in terms of dollars, is the number one exporter of American goods. Did you know that? There's not another company. The Boeing company sells, in terms of dollars, more goods, more product, i.e. planes, than any other company in the country. They are responsible for more American jobs, more American product being sold than any other American country, because the jets are so expensive. The average 737 now costs about $70 million. You get into the bigger planes like the 777, you're talking about $140 million. I remember when the 747s were first introduced, everybody thought it was a deal because you could buy them for $60 million. Now a 747 is about the same cost. I remember when there was a discussion when Ronald Reagan became president and they ordered two 747s to become Air Force One. They paid $93 or $94 million a piece for them. The ones that they've ordered now to replace the ones that were built in the 80s, there are two 747s being built now to replace the current Air Force Ones, and they're supposedly costing like $225 million a piece by the time they put all of the anti-what's-this things in it, the communication things. The jet itself, the bare-bones jet, is about $100 million less than that. They're going to put $100 million worth of goop into these jets, and they built two of them. So there'll be two of them. They'll cost $500 million for two airplanes that the president can use. They always fly two of them because It's like the three, the Marine One things that fly the helicopter from the wherever the White House or wherever they may be. They have planes, by the way. This is a lot of people don't know this either. Fascinating how the president, doesn't make a difference who the president is. This is the way the presidents travel. They have four Air Force jets, transports, that carry the cars, that carry the helicopters. They take the helicopters, fit in the underbelly of one of these planes. So when the president goes to Hawaii or goes to Asia or goes to Europe or goes wherever he goes, not only are there two 747s that are flown, and nobody knows which one the president is in until he lands or watch it as they take off, if you can see him take off, but there's always two planes. And then there are a couple of chase planes that are with it, and then behind the scenes or in front of Air Force One are the four transports that carry the car, carry the helicopters, carry whatever other things, the ambulance, whatever the heck it is that they need. Can you imagine how much
that's
money
crazy
it costs to do all of that? And every place he goes, that's what they do. You ever wonder, oh, there's the president's car when he's in China? Where the hell do you, how do you think the car got there? There isn't a car sitting in China that's the president's car. That's the president's car he uses here. They put it on a plane and they ship it over there. Or wherever he is. Isn't he someplace this week?
He was in New York.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's there here still, but he was
actually
in New York a couple days
they
ago.
They do ship. They put the car in Washington into an Air Force transport, and they fly it to the JFK or wherever he's going to get off the plane. So that car gets off of a plane and is sitting there waiting for him when he gets off of his plane.
Well, it makes sense. Can you imagine, trying to rent a car in every city?
No, I'm not suggesting that. Hey, you only can have one of those cars, but what I'm saying is, there. And by the way, as soon as the new president gets elected, the new president gets to get a new car. So every time there's a new president, there's a new, what do they call a car? What is it, car one? Where are you? Car one. Where's car one? Anyway, the president's car
that
is new every time there's a new president. And then they give
the
president's old car to the vice president.
Okay.
So what Biden is riding around in now was George Bush's car when he was president. So the cars last 16 years, if the president lasts 16 years.
Okay.
And so now, and some of them like Lincoln, some of them like Cadillacs. You can choose whether you want a Cadillac or a Lincoln. I think that's it, though. There's only a Lincoln or a Cadillac, because it has to be an American-made car. Because Mercedes, right, for a long time, has been trying to get them to have a Mercedes for the president there. Can you imagine the flap that would come out of having the president drive a Mercedes or in a Mercedes limousine instead of a Cadillac or a Lincoln? Can you imagine? I can imagine somebody silly enough to suggest it, but oof.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was my Boeing story, and I hope everybody was entertained by that. When you look at all the rest of this stuff, the only thing I find new, and I don't know if this is somewhat interesting or not to you, but I'll lay it out there, and you can think about it and comment if you'd like to. 888-302-3684. John McCain said this week that President Obama is directly responsible for the terror attack in Orlando. Now, I might, under certain circumstances, agree with that, except McCain's reasoning is to criticize Obama because of his taking the troops out of Iraq. So I'm going to back up a little further. Sort of reminds me of a line from a John Wayne movie. Back up, little brother. Let's just think about this as it really is. McCain may be right in that the shooter or the terrorism that we have to deal with today can be laying at the steps of a president. But even though Obama didn't do what he promised he was going to do, he kind of did and then he kind of didn't. But I hold George Bush responsible for this whole mess in the Middle East because of, and the people in the Senate, including all the Republicans and all the Democrats who voted for that stupid, worthless war going into Iraq, which did nothing but disrupt completely the balance of power. Now, you can say, well, somebody had to get rid of Saddam Hussein. Yeah, well, you see how we got rid of Osama bin Laden? It was pretty easy, right? You send in a bunch of seals and you pop them. That was the end of it. Any day we could have sent in the seals and whatever other elite soldiers we have, and popped Saddam Hussein and all the members of his family. It could have been done easily, but they don't want to do that. Because they're so tied to the military-industrial complex. They're so tied to all of the armaments. We've spent $3 trillion. Now, you can say, well, it was good for business. It was good. Yeah, it was great for business. Except, what about the thousands of Americans who lost their lives? Is that good for business? We got to kill thousands of Americans so that we can help the military-industrial complex make more money?
That sounds very Russian of us, doesn't it? When you put it that way, and we talked about the Panama Papers a couple months ago, you know, and Putin starting a war because it was profitable in Ukraine and sending troops into Syria. That when you put it that way, that we did the same thing that we're criticizing Russia for. That's insane, and we think we're so great as Americans.
Well,
we did the same thing.
It isn't America's always. There are a lot of people who think America's always wrong. America's not always wrong. America's not always right. But America does. You're kidding yourself if you think that these things are done in a vacuum, because they aren't done in a vacuum. And so, McCain's usually not been that strident when it comes to criticizing.
Well, he needs to be reelected, and he's not going to be. So,
well, yeah,
he's in a tough reelection.
I think the longest serving of all the Republicans that are in the Senate at the moment. He's 79, and he's got a tough fight.
I think he's trying to make a lot of big statements to get some attention right now.
Well, this was a group of a small group of reporters that were following him around the Senate yesterday, and somebody asked him the question, so he answered it in a way that is sort of uniquely John McCain. Yeah, McCain has had good years and bad years, but I think that he is a statement on he and Mitch McConnell and that fossil Harry Reid, all those guys have been around way too long.
Yeah.
48 past the hour on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines.
and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beth, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The hour now on the Good Day program. In Dudley World, it's Tech Talk time. We're going to discuss a new algorithm that may decide what movies you will see. This is kind of a weird reality, kind of a, this will bring you up short, I think, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear this story, you'll think, huh? What? Now? You're kidding. No, we're not kidding. Well, once in a while we are, but I'm not kidding about this. The idea of having... So this is an idea Leonardo DiCaprio came up with, so we'll discuss it and you'll figure out, or we'll figure it out, or try to explain it so you can figure it out, next here on Tech Talk on Good Day.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, I'm Paul.
The guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon? Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on those Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average savings until 5/31/18 after payful amount subject to $30 activation fee, credit, and valid port, and applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice to use 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
Let's get to this algorithm. I like that word in and of itself, algorithm. This is a spelling contest, and now we're going to go to the two contestants, Victoria and Kara. Let's see who wins the prize. All right, Kara, you get first your attempt at spelling algorithm, and please use it in a sentence.
Oh, geez. The second one's going to be harder, maybe. Okay, algorithm. A-L-G-O-R-I-T-H-M. Algorithm?
Yeah. Correct. Very good.
And I didn't even have it in front of me.
No.
What about
you?
What about we make Victoria use it in a sentence? I know.
All right, go ahead, Victoria. Use it in a sentence.
A new company called Clue, Q-L-O-O, is using algorithms to help predict what consumers will want to watch in movies.
And who's running this new company?
Well, it is an existing company called Clue, but their brand new investor who put a lot of money into this is Leonardo DiCaprio. So maybe he'll be using this algorithm to figure out what role he should take now that he's finally won the Oscar. But this company does, this is what they're moving into. They're using algorithms, machine learning, artificial intelligence, AI. That's another buzz thing you're hearing a lot about now. And they started helping consumers figure out what stuff they should sell to, or what would they help companies decide what stuff their consumers would want. Now they're actually moving into the movie business, and this could predict what movies get made. And this is going to be down to the casting, the director. All these decisions are going to be made by a computer algorithm based on previous user data, which is kind of cool and kind of freaky at the same time.
Yeah, they put in the information about the movie, that is what the theme is, what the storyline is, and then from that, with the database of whatever actors are around these days and what directors are around these days and all the other. Have you ever sat at the end of a movie and watched the credits to see how many people it takes to make a movie? So this would be very interesting. He's an investor in a lot of other things. After he did that movie on the diamonds, that was, what was that?
Blood Diamonds, right.
He started a company called the Diamond Foundry, which produces lab-grown, conflict-free diamonds. That was his idea after he was in that movie, which I find rather interesting. And he's invested in a trash-collecting business that's ecologically friendly. So this guy has a lot of different things, and you got a few million bucks here and there. What he does, though, is not put his own money in it. He puts his name behind it and then gets people to invest in it based on him being in it, which is even smarter. It's called using other people's money. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. So, yeah, interesting idea. Thank you for spelling algorithm, Kara. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.